So for all the people that have emailed me over the last year asking for this, here you go. Here's an early Christmas present for you. Everybody asked me what Richie from Boston carries with him every day, no matter what. On a bike, on his pants, in his truck, etc. Well, here's the video. And for those that keep asking, whatever happened to Richie from Boston? Well, he was terminated off of YouTube, but he still has Richie from Boston TV. He's still on BitChute, Richie from Boston. He's still on Rumble, Richie from Boston. And he's still on Twitter, Richie from Boston, and Facebook. So that should satiate your appetite for videos. At any rate, let's get to the business at hand, shall we? And I don't like saying this, and you don't like hearing it, but before we start this video, hit that subscribe button, as well as the little bell next to it so you're notified of all new videos. Let me turn it over to RFB.
Hey everybody, this is Richie from Boston. Today I'm going to be doing a short video, I hope, on my EDC. First things we have is my keychain. One of the main things I carry is a small Leatherman, the stylus. I do have the one with the knife and the pliers as opposed to the one with the scissors. It's a nice little setup. Keep it right on my keychain. I mean, it's small, but it works. I carry a firesteel.com fire steel and Striker. Hopefully that's all on there. I carry a Boker titanium wedge bar. It's just a little one. And those are some of the things that I always have on me. That's on my aircraft. Stainless steel thing. Something else I just picked up today is this Bear Grylls Fire Striker. It's a ferrule rod. Now, just because it said Bear Grylls, I didn't want one, but I saw a fella from the UK do a video on it, and it was phenomenal. So I bit the bullet. I went into REI. I picked one up for $15. This thing throws a ridiculous spark. Ridiculous. So I grabbed one, and the other score, it's pretty big, but the good thing about it is it's got a little compartment to carry tinder in, you know what I'm saying? So it is a pretty cool little setup. It's good to have in your pocket or in your backpack, I suppose. But anyways, let's get into my main everyday carry. It's a Maxpedition Fatty EDC, Fatty Organizer. First thing you'll see is I've got the American flag. We're still allowed to have that for now. I've got a Photon mini micro light on the bottom. And it's kind of hard to get it out of the front here. But I've got some SE survival cards. Actually, I can't get them out with this thing packed, so I'm just going to open this up for you. Okay, first thing I've got is I live in the Northeast for now. I carry Sawyer DEET. Keep that stuff for spring, summertime. Fisher Space Pen, definite must. So you can leave a note, take instructions, whatever. Carry a little bit of Burt's Bees. It's good stuff. You get bit by a bug, a little bit of Stingies. I got that, and we've got them. So I've got a pretty decent little tick remover. Also, I've got a Coast G10, one single AA flashlight. Actually, my bad, it's a AAA. But I got Goal Zero rechargeables in here. I carry all sorts of Goal Zero rechargeable shit. You know, I have a few different setups for recharging. I've got the old standby P38 mini can opener. Made in Canada, that's nice. Some hand sanitizer spray, just in case. Spray it on a little cut, whatever. I don't use it to keep my hands clean. That's what my pant legs are for. I've got a Coughlin's whistle, magnifying glass, thermometer, compass. It's a nice little thing, and it's fairly... I've got the real deal. I've got a tritium, a couple of military-issue tritium compasses, and this thing stays right with it. So it also tells you the temperature. Can't beat that with the stick. Okay, as you can see, inside is pretty packed, but this thing is a score. It's like my man purse, you know what I mean? It's my first video on this stuff, so hopefully it all comes out well. Got a titanium spork from Snow Peak. Write in the Rain notebook. Always good to have. That goes with the Fisher Space Pen. I have a Energizer. I think this is AAA pen light. Pretty bright. I'm pretty heavy duty on lights, you know what I mean? I think I got this from County Com. It's the little mini light. I have a Stanley micro screwdriver, flathead, Phillips head, blah, blah, blah. Also, I've got a Swedish Steel 2.0. Gotta have them. Got a chem light in here. I've got a run-of-the-mill bandana, nothing special. Seems pretty hard, so I'm checking it to make sure that's all there is, but that's it. Bandana, zillion uses for it. I've got a micro pill container, and I believe this would be allergy medicine or water purifier. It is water purifier. Keep that in there. I've got a small bag from an MRE, just to keep water in. Large fingernail clippers with the scraper. Thing's got a million uses besides the obvious. I've got a SOG Flash 2 Tonto blade I keep in here. It's not my main carry, but it's my backup if I need one. SAS survival saw. Duct tape. This is the water purification. So that means this one's the water purification. I've got the bottle. I put the instructions on the outside just so I don't forget. So this has to be anti-diarrhea, which it is. Say no more. Got a Phoenix EO5. Got the battery in backwards. I've got a couple of wet fire, as well as other fire starters. You just tear these little bad boys up into some pieces, and you're good to go. I've tested them. They work. I got a Leatherman Wingman in here. It's a nice tool. I believe this has... It does. It has the scissors on it. It has the scissors, a blade, a pair of pliers. Nothing fancy. But it works, and it is a Leatherman, so good to go. Let's see what else we got in here. I believe this is from County Com. It's an emergency blanket. Heavy-duty tin foil. Ben's insect wipe repellent. I got some fishing leads. Can use them for a lot of things, but mostly making snares. Seems like I had much more in this before I opened it up. Let's see what else we got in here. Quick Clot Sport, just in case. Use that in conjunction with the duct tape. You got yourself something going. I got a lock sack here, so I can actually fill this with water or whatever. It's a good size lock sack. And I've got rubber gloves, and inside the gloves, I've got Band-Aids, Excedrin, alcohol wipes, stuff like that. Just basically a boo-boo kit. But the Excedrin also has caffeine in it, which might become handy. And I got another good chunk of aluminum foil. You can use that to fashion a bowl or a pan to heat up water. Now, on the inside, I've got a Fresnel lens. I got this little survival thing on making knots. I'm a city boy, so I'm not that great at making knots. I did them in the military, but I don't remember all too much. 11 Bravo X-ray. We didn't do too many knots. And I've got the basic trap and snares from Essie. I think this came with one of my knives. And basic navigation, basic survival, fire building, water, and determining distance. So I fit all that in my little Maxpedition fatty pocket organizer. So, and again, one more thing. I mean, I don't usually go for shit like this. The Gerber, you know, Bear Grylls. You know, he's a good, I've seen his show before. I mean, I haven't watched television in a couple of years whatsoever. There's no future in watching television. But when I broke this thing out today, I was right in the ocean. I put one of these, I tore one of these open, this little one right here. Made a little bird nest out of some rock, some dried grass. And this thing throws a spark like you read about. So I'm pretty stoked about that. Works pretty good. It was only $15, so it's $3 more than a light my fire. But that's pretty much it, man. That's everything. That's everything I fit in a pocket organizer. So that's pretty much, that's a lot of shit. Flashlight, bug spray, stingies, compass, a couple of tips here and there, a little bit of first aid, a really good survival blanket made in Germany, a Leatherman, bandana, extra blade, a couple of extra light sources. I have got bug repellent, a little can opener, notepad, I got a spork just in case, a bandana, a lock sack, and I got a way to clean water. And I also have a way to make fire, so that cleans water too.